Hello, everyone, and welcome to My Life as a 2000s Kid. My name is Stella. If you're new here, nice to meet you. Sorry it's been so long since my last episode. I've had a lot of other stuff on my mind, but I finally decided it's time to sit down again and make another episode. Today's topic is a little bit random, but one of the things I'm going to be talking about was a big memory of mine from elementary school. So yeah, today the topic is scented school supplies. So I'll start off with the big one, for me at least, Smensals. Basically, these were just scented pencils, and there were tons of different ones. Different flavors, I guess you would call it. Different smells or scents. Anyway, they were pretty cool, and the schools knew that, apparently, because they decided to sell those as a fundraiser at my elementary school. Every Friday in the morning, you could go into the front lobby of the school and buy Smensals, one for a quarter. So anytime me or my friends had extra money from our allowance or whatever, or change we found on the ground, we would buy Smensals in the morning. And it was kind of one of those big things like silly bands. We would trade them and compare them. It was a fun time. Unfortunately, being a scented pencil didn't make it any harder to lose than a normal pencil. So, at least for me, I never got much of a collection built up. I feel like I lose a lot more pencils than some people do. Like, I have this one friend who keeps the same one pencil for a whole semester of school. Like, is that just me? I go through pencils so quickly and I have no idea where they go. I guess at home they get chewed up, or at school they fall out of my bag, or I leave it on the desk. Who knows? But I lose a lot. So yeah, that being said, I never built up much of a collection of Smensals. I probably only ever had as many at a time as, like, that week's haul. But when I did manage to keep one safe, it felt very important when I would write with it. Like, it wasn't just any pencil. It was a Smensal, and I could just lean down and smell it while I was writing. That sounds kind of weird, but I mean, that's the purpose, right? I don't have too many memories of specific scents, but I do remember two things. One, Smensals definitely contributed to my hatred of grape-flavored things, because the grape one smelled disgusting. And also, I had a root beer one, and that was definitely the most long-lasting one, because I remember seeing it at home, like, after I had moved away from elementary school, So even though that's just, like, a random specific scent, root beer is the one that stands out to me, and the pencil was all faded and stuff. Good times from elementary school. Before I move on back to the losing pencils thing, I'm actually a really organized person, and I feel like that isn't expected of me, to be someone who goes through a lot of pencils just by losing them. But it definitely is something I do. I feel like it's been a bit better now that I'm just home all the time during classes and stuff, because there's always a pencil somewhere, like either at my personal desk or at my school space. But yeah, now you know. And next, I wanted to talk about Mr. Sketch, the scented markers. Same concept, just markers that have a smell to them, and a lot stronger of a smell than Smensals, I must say. Not a lot of kids had Mr. Sketch markers, but sometimes the teachers did, or like maybe one person did, and when it was coloring time, we would flock that person like someone who has gum in class, you know? It's so fun to use Mr. Sketch markers because they smell really good. Or not even use them. You just uncap it, smell it, put it back. I remember quite a few incidents of people getting marker under their noses this way, which was funny. Little marker mustache. Also, do you guys remember those little grip things that we used to put on pencils? Like, this rubber, I guess, tube, sort of, that would go where you hold the pencil. This isn't really a scented school supplies, although it does have, like, a specific smell of, like, the rubber and stuff. But I just remembered those when I was thinking about pencils and elementary school. Like I said, this episode topic was kind of random. I just wanted to talk about Smensals, and I needed more to talk about, so I added in Mr. Sketch. But those were the only two brand name items I could think of. I know there were some erasers that had scent to them, but I don't think that was as common, for me at least. Of course, there was also the easy route of scented school supplies. If you just had a permanent marker, or an Expo marker even, that's one of those, like, smells that you don't like, but can't stop smelling because you kind of like it at the same time, you know? Like, when you sniff a Sharpie. If you smell it for too long, it becomes really overbearing, but there's also just something, like, enticing about it, I guess. Hold on, I have one. Oh, too close to my nose. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's all I have to talk about today, though. Sorry again for such a big pause between episodes, and a kind of weird one coming back into it today. But I hope everyone had a great start to 2021. Sorry, I hesitated while saying that because it's actually started out kind of badly. But you know what? I still have high hopes. I think there are some positive changes coming. And, I don't know how this year could be worse than last year, so let's keep our fingers crossed. Alright, thanks for listening. Bye!